Well, everyone in America today thinks they know Madison Bumgarner, but there's probably one sports writer who really knows the background of the Giants' left-handed ace, and it's Michael Powell of the New York Times, who wrote really one of the best pieces I've read in sports in a long, long time. The headline, The Times, doesn't really do the story justice because it really brings it home at the end, but it's called OMG, You're So Much More Than Awesome, and that is a text from Madison Bumgarner's dad to Madison in the eighth inning of yesterday's game. But to bring the story home, we have to talk to the author of the piece, Michael Powell. And Michael, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
Now, we were talking about this a bit off air, but I have to put this caveat in there. When we get into details of this piece, it may come across to some like we're making fun of the Bumgarners, but that's not it at all. But to paint the picture that you do, it's almost like we're talking about a Mickey Mantle book or something like that.
Yes, it is. No, it's right. It feels like it's something almost out of another age. I mean, you know, you go down one country road after another in kind of the hills, the hills leading up to the Appalachians in North Carolina, and there you come to his father, Madison's father, Kevin, and to the place they live, the place they call home, which is real country.
It is real country. Where did you get the idea of doing this piece? And did Kevin Bumgarner, Madison's father, expect you would knock on his door at some point over the last few days?
No, he did not. But to his enduring credit, he didn't throw me out on my rear, and in fact was incredibly welcoming. It just seemed that it was an interesting, given where he was from, and I had a little bit about North Carolina. It seemed like an interesting story, and there was at least a good chance, or 50% chance, that Bumgarner was going to end up as MVP. And like you, like almost everybody, I didn't know much about him, right? I mean, he's a pretty kind of tall and taciturn. And so I figured, okay, let me go down there and see what I can find out. And I found my way to this place that's semi-imaginary called Bumtown, and it's it's a place that's not on a map, but everybody knows where it is. And they'll tell you, well, you know, it's beyond the fertilizer plant. You go off on this road and that road, and of course, what it is it's just filled this kind of country area with Bumgarners, there are just dozens and dozens and dozens of them, many of them related, and among them is Madison's father.
It's amazing because the father, Kevin, almost beats you to the stereotype and brings up, we're not all cousins, we're not inbreds. He actually beats you to the punchline of that joke.
Yes, he did. No, he had a wonderful sense of humor, and he would and when he delivered these lines, he'd kind of look at you out of the corner of his eye. There was a sense. I sometimes say when I'm doing interviews in New York City, and this was very much true, except in this case in Bumtown, that it was as if his father had been waiting, you know, all of his life to be interviewed, because it was just, he had one just sort of wonderful line after another, and also his affection for his son and for their way of life was palpable and just came through in everything he said.
Now, the line of the piece, to me, is early, actually, in the piece. I guess you ask him after yesterday, are you surprised or something, about him going five innings and pitching a shutout on 2 days' rest. And his father says, and I'm quoting here, I didn't know if he'd have enough left tonight, but I did know that boy would try and steal a steak off the devil's plate. That's the greatest line I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good when I heard it, too. As I say, he really was. He's a great interview, and it was one of those things where he would just, you know, every third sentence, you're just trying to kind of scribble as fast as you can and write down what he says. And, you know, and of course, this is all what we're watching. Well, in that case, we weren't watching the baseball game if it was right after. But, much of it was while we were watching the baseball game.
We're talking to Michael Powell, New York Times author, has a great piece in today's paper about the Bumgarners, the family of Madison, and really his father, Kevin. Although you do go back to the town, you interview his high school coach, where he talks about this young kid who was starting or had was involved in fights on the field during practices, a prolific power hitter in high school who would throw also 98 on the mound. It's the stuff of legend, really.
Oh, no, it is. I mean, there is something of a Field of Dreams quality to it. And, of course, it was sort of perfect that when I went to the high school and I asked, well, where's the coach? And they said, well, you know, coach is always down on his field. And sure enough, you go around to the field, and there he is walking around in right field trying to figure out where he wants to put his new electronic scoreboard. And, you know, and he's a baseball lifer. And just, you know, that team that Madison was on, this was, I guess, back in about 2007, won the state championship. And I guess, you know, a number of the kids went on to play Division I in college. And, of course, Madison went on to win the MVP of the World Series. So the coach was kind of, you know, busting his buttons. He was so proud.
And another poignant moment, Michael, to me, you're picturing this guy, as you point out, who goes and does the same thing every offseason. He lives in a $5,000 condo overlooking the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, but comes home to a huge farm, and he goes to the same places to eat every week, like a guarantee. And then he'll do these autographs there, I guess, and one guy comes up and asks for an autograph, and he's about to, you think, reference some great game last year or how great of a pitcher he is, and he goes, I heard you bought a new horse, Madison.
Yes. I mean, and they said, you know, the dad said it just made Madison really happy because, I mean, that is, there is that quality there. I mean, that the, this is, you know, sort of, I mean, baseball is wonderful and fame is wonderful and everybody's, I mean, you know, nobody tries to downplay it. I mean, you know, I walked into the library and I was asking some question about the Bumgarners. I think I was trying to look at, you know, find out where Bumtown was. And like everybody in the library, you know, turns around and talks about, you know, well, I'm rooting for the Giants. I'm rooting for the Giants. You know, Madison. And even if they didn't know him, I mean, everybody kind of knows, if they don't know him, they know one of his cousins. But there is this sort of wonderful quality to it.
Yeah, really cool stuff. You've covered sports for a long time, Michael. Doing a story like this, I don't know how often you get to do a piece like this, but how fun is it?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, when you get, I mean, number one, it's just great, you know, to kind of get out of, I mean, I live in New York, which I love, but it's great to get out of New York and just out into the country. And then, you know, to have kind of the privilege of watching a World Series game with the, you know, quotable and loving father of the guy who probably is the best postseason pitcher, certainly of our generation, if not maybe of all time. I mean, that's a pretty, you know, that's pretty neat, you know, couple of days work. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You get to cover another cool story tonight, the return of the king in Cleveland, Ohio. So enjoy.
Yeah.
Michael, we do appreciate it. A lot of fun. Great piece. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
That's Michael Powell, The New York Times. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.